as I was on my way to home with relief in my mind. Happiness on my face, excited to meet my family, too hungry to have lunch together. You know, as I entered the heavenly abode, I just felt like chanting. They say home is where the heart is. That's where my mind lives. Well, last we talked about the features of the first order kinetics. Today is the day to discuss the characteristics of the zero order kinetics. Welcome all to Is Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your minds, is pharmacology difficult? Lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. You can actually count a few drugs on your fingertips which obey the zero order kinetics decently. The best in the classical example is of ethyl alcohol, which actually truly obeys the zero order kinetics at all the plasma concentrations. And here is the time to know the characteristics of the zero order kinetics in the bullet points form. First, a constant drug quantity is eliminated or absorbed in unit time. Let's understand this with the help of a nice example. Say 50 microgram per hour of the drug concentration declines. To start off with, we take 150 microgram per ml. In the first hour, it declines the 50 microgram per ml and the concentration becomes 100 microgram per ml. In the second hour, again 50 microgram declines and the concentration reaches to 50 microgram per ml, while after the third hour, all of the 50 microgram per ml is gone and there is no concentration of the drug left. It all vanishes away. Second important point, there's a fixed rate to govern the elimination rate of the drug. And please mind it, there is no relation to the plasma drug concentration. So if you increase the dose, that would really be of no help to raise the extent of elimination. So just don't do it in vain, don't do it. Third important point, what are you in for about plasma half-life? Will it be constant? No ways. It's never ever constant for the zero order drug kinetics. Fourth important point, while you plot the plasma concentration time curve, the plasma fallout curve is steeply linear and the log curve is actually curvilinear. So it's so opposite to that of the first order kinetics curve. I hope you remember that. It's totally opposite. And the reasons to state behind this is the graphical change is due to the plasma drug concentration is actually falling at a constant rate. Got it? Fifth important point. The rate of elimination is constant, so the clearance decreases with the increase in concentration. So what do you mean? That means the clearance is inversely proportional to the drug concentration. Now you have one more term coming up to add up in your pharmacokinetics dictionary. It is the mixed order drug kinetics, or to be very specific, it is the Michaelis-Menten kinetics. Let's talk about it. The first important point is, it is followed by a group of specific drugs like phenytoin, dichoxin, warfarin, decalmerol, and high-dose aspirin, and many more, but these are the main ones. Second important points, at small dose, the drug initially obeys the first order kinetics, but as we increase the dose, the plasma drug concentration rises and the elimination approaches the saturation. The plasma concentration disproportionately increases with the dose. The rate of the drug elimination actually changes from first order to the zero order. Now I'm gonna justify the names of this particular drug kinetics one by one. So pay attention. The first name given to this type of drug kinetics is the mixed order kinetics. Why mixed order? Since both the kinetics, they are obeyed. Initially, the first order kinetics is obeyed and later on, the drug obeys the zero order kinetics. So it becomes a mixed order kinetics, right? Very well said. Second important term for this particular type of kinetics is capacity limited elimination. Why is that so? As the metabolizing enzymes and elimination processes, they are saturated at very high concentration. So it's very well and aptly called the capacity limited elimination. Now, third important term you can have for this type of drug elimination kinetics is the non-linear elimination. Why do we call it like that? Because the dose rate plasma concentration plot is not linear. It is curvilinear. It's actually curved. So you can rightly and nicely call it non-linear elimination. Now you need to understand one thing. Very important thing is there is a risk associated with the changing kinetics. As the kinetic changes from the first order to the zero order, the plasma half-life, that is the T half of the drug, also changes with the dose. Now, with the maintenance dose, this plasma half-life is constant, but the plasma half-life actually increases with the increasing dose. Now, you might be wondering, what can be done about it? Let's brainstorm the possible solution. Are you getting one? Okay, let me suggest you something. You can nicely monitor and maintain the plasma concentration at a steady level, as the slight increase in dose, it's gonna spike up the plasma concentration. That's quite dangerous, and there are full chances that the drug toxicity can ensue. And yes, now the last few statements of mine, they are dedicated to the blood flow dependent elimination. What do you mean by it? It simply means that the elimination capacity or the ability of the organs of elimination. You remember, no, these are the liver and the kidney. It actually sometimes exceeds much beyond the drug amount which is served to it via the blood flow or the circulation. I'm sure you're getting the point. That means elimination in such a case is dependent upon the blood flow or the blood circulation. And these special drugs, they are highly extracted ones. You know what happens? In a single passage through the liver or the kidney, their complete elimination is ensured. So that's all, my dear folks. Before I disperse again, I want to revive the strong feel as you take your way to home after your long day's work or your long time spent away from the home. You can revive this feeling via the verses from the Boyzone melody. Children on the street still playing their games, the smiles on the faces have never changed. I hope it's all the same. There's a picture hung inside my mind. There's a letter telling all is fine. Coming home now, it's been so long now. Gonna get this somehow. For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, please visit www.ispharmacologydifficult.com, where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about medical sciences, drug information updates, and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name, Is Pharmacology Difficult? If you are listening for the first time, do subscribe and follow whatever platform you are consuming this episode. Stay tuned. Do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.